Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. The NRL has just dropped the draw for season 2022. Now, we went through round one the other day. It has come out as it was leaked, so no need to go through that again. I know a lot of podcasts and pages are going to post up every single game and talk about those. Look, we're not going to go through every single game. You guys can click on your club website and see who your team is playing and make up your own mind on that. What we are going to do, though, is have a look at the first month of the season for teams who I think the first month is going to be critical. Now, when I look at teams that the first month is really important, it's the teams with new combinations, with new players, new coaches. It's very challenging that first month of football, finding your feet. You do the whole preseason, everything's very positive, but there's nothing that forges partnerships then game time, then pressure moments, then losing, winning, whatever it might be. So that first month is going to be critical. We're going to have a quick look at the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Brisbane Broncos, two teams who have got a lot of change going on at the moment, two teams that their draw is going to be critical in the first month. So let's dive into the South Sydney Rabbitohs first. Now, the Rabbitohs, they've obviously just lost Adam Reynolds. They will be without Latrell Mitchell for the first 2 weeks, I believe. They've got a new coach. There's a lot going on there. Yeah, they lose Dane Gagai. There's a few changes. So the first 5 or 6 weeks is going to be critical for South Sydney. They're going to have guys playing in new positions. They're going to be without Latrell. Once again, they showed last year they're able to handle themselves without Latrell, but now they're without Wayne Bennett. So for a new coach coming in, the first 5 or 6 weeks is going to be critical because this team has gone from being in a grand final. If they start poorly and combinations aren't working, it could be chaos at South Sydney very quickly. All of a sudden, you don't have a guy like Wayne Bennett in the building to be able to handle the situation. You're losing a little bit of experience in a Dane Gagai, in an Adam Reynolds, to be able to handle those situations as well. So let's have a look. The Rabbitohs draw. Very tough draw. Demetrio would be very, very nervous about this, just quietly. He won't be showing it, but behind closed doors, he will be like a duck on the pond, cool, above water, below. The little feet will be going 100 miles an hour looking at this. Now, the Rabbitohs in round one, they take on the Brisbane Broncos. Brisbane didn't make the eight last year, but they improved at the back end of the season. And possibly the best asset of South Sydney was Adam Reynolds. He's jumped fence. He's now with the Brisbane Broncos. This will be a big build-up game. This will be huge. The Brisbane team, they will be keen as mustard. They add Kirk Capewell, they add Adam Reynolds, they add Katoni Staggs, they add Paddy Carrigan. There's going to be a lot of fireworks in this Brisbane team. There is also guys who are fighting for positions in that team. Whoever's playing 5-8 will be keen as all hell to hold on to that jersey, whether it's Gamble, whether it's Albert Kelly. They have got a lot to play for because now there is depth in that club. No position is yours. They come up against the best front rower or one of the best front rowers in the game, Payne Haas, one of the best halfbacks in the game, one of the best centres in the game. There's a lot going on here at the Brisbane Broncos. South Sydney, that is round one. Also, it is at Suncorp, so another tough gig. Always hard going up there. You're now going up there against a better Broncos team than we've seen in the last 2 years, and be South Sydney's first game of their new era, essentially, their post-Adam Reynolds era. So a tough start there. Round two, it gets harder. They have to go to Melbourne. They're taking on the Melbourne Storm down there. We know traditionally the Melbourne Storm, they start their seasons very well. that game, it's not going to be a blowout to South Sydney. If they're going to win it, it's going to be close. Kicking game is going to be crucial. You're missing the best guy in rugby league as far as kicking game goes, Adam Reynolds. Yeah, a lot of pressure on whoever the halfback's going to be, a lot of pressure on Cody Walker in that contest. You are still without Latrell Mitchell for the first 2 weeks. The week after that, it's a home game, thank God. It's against the Sydney Roosters, though. It's against the Sydney Roosters with all their troops back. There's going to be a lot of passion that goes into that game. I believe that is the game that Latrell Mitchell returns for, so that is well played by the NRL. That is smart footy, putting those teams up against each other. Latrell's return up against Joey Manu, up against the Sydney Roosters, former club, Booker Feuds, Russell Crowe, Trent Robinson, Uncle Nick, Sombreros, you name it. This has got it all, this game. This will be sensational. The week after that, they've got another away game to the foot of the Mounters. Foot of the Mountains, they're going to take on the Penrith Panthers, the defending premiers. There is a chance that we could see Nathan Cleary return by week four, depending on how this plays out. We know he's a reasonably quick recoverer from injuries and surgeries and whatnot. Then they play the Dragons at home. So the first 4 weeks, the first month, is going to be brutal for South Sydney. Broncos away, Storm away, Roosters at home, Penrith away. That is three of the hardest road trips in rugby league. Yeah, going up to Suncorp is always tough. Brisbane, it's a new era from there. It's a new start. This is the most exciting signing they've made in years. They're going to be up for that contest. Going down to the Melbourne Storm, always tough, always very difficult. I haven't seen who the Melbourne Storm play in round one, but there's a good chance as well that game against the Melbourne Storm will be their first game back in Melbourne in a long time. So there'll be emotion going into that. Just having a look, yeah, that'll be the Melbourne Storm's first home game because they play the Tigers in round one away. So Rabbitohs go in round two to the Storm, their first game back in Melbourne. They'll be thanking everyone in Melbourne. Thank you for your support. That'll be a huge night, massive night. There will be so much energy around that game, it will not even be funny. So they go Brisbane, the Adam Reynolds Cup. Then they go to the Melbourne Storm. Welcome back to Melbourne. Thank you for supporting us. Huge game for the Storm and their supporters. Then they play the Roosters. Another high energy game, big energy game. Still all of this being done with a new halves pairing, missing a fullback. It's going to be tough. Then, once all that settles, you've got the defending premiers. You've got to go out and play the Penrith Panthers. Grand final replay. This first 4 weeks is a nightmare for South Sydney. There is going to be so much energy. And with all due respect to South Sydney,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Respectfully, there is a really good shot that they go 0-4 in the first 4 weeks. Would it shock anyone if Brisbane beat South Sydney week one at the start of their new era up at Suncorp? Would it shock anyone if the South Sydney Rabbitohs went down to Melbourne in the first game that's being played in Melbourne in a year or two or whatever the hell it has been? It's going to be a big night. Would it shock anyone if Melbourne win at home early in the season? Not really. Then they play the Roosters. Book of, you know, it's going to be high energy. It's going to be going crazy. Roosters with their full troops back, their entire team back, fit, raring. That one could go either way. I would never rule South Sydney out of a clash with the Roosters, but I don't think it'll shock anyone if the Roosters win that game. Then they play the Panthers, the defending premiers, at home. Really good chance that Nathan Cleary could be back for that game. I mean, the Rabbitohs might not get a win in their first 4 weeks, and with a new spine, that is really not what you want. So a massive, massive test for the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the first month. A real nightmare for Demetrio and the new halves combination and whatnot. A huge month for Cody Walker and Damien Cook. They're going to have to really step up there. They play the Dragons in round five, thankfully. We know the Dragons, though. They tend to start seasons all right. They're not world beaters, but they tend to start seasons reasonably well. So that won't be an easy game for them. Let's look at the Brisbane Broncos. Their draw in the first few weeks, as we said, they play South Sydney week one, the Adam Reynolds Cup. That is at home. Week two, they take on the Canterbury Bulldogs away. Bulldogs, a new system themselves, finding combos. We'll talk about them later today. Then they play the Cowboys at home, local derby, but that Cowboys side, they're not much chop. Then they play away the Warriors, and away game for the Broncos is an hour and a half away when they're playing the Warriors, realistically. Then they play the Roosters at Suncorp Stadium. I think Brisbane have done pretty well out of this. Round one's going to be tough against South Sydney. Bulldogs, you've got a new side there. They're going to be better, but they're still working out their combinations. The Cowboys, that's a little win. The Warriors, I think that's a little win. Roosters is tough, no doubt about that. But now, I think Brisbane have done pretty well out of this draw. They've got Adam Reynolds walking into the system, Kurt Capewell. They've obviously got Branko Lee walking in. They've got Tony Stagg returning, Pat Carrigan returning. A lot of new faces, but I think the transition, if the transition is going to be easy for any team, it'll be the Brisbane Broncos bringing Adam Reynolds in. You sort of, you allow Adam Reynolds just to do his thing, and then people are allowed to play footy around him. There's a little bit less structure that goes into it. You just listen to Adam Reynolds, listen to what he says, give him the ball on last, let him kick, and let the other guys play footy. So I think for the Brisbane Broncos, the draw that they've got's a little win. To play three home games in the first 5 weeks when your home stadium is the Broncos, is Suncorp Stadium, and then your away game is going to be Redcliffe against the Warriors anyway. I mean, gee whiz, you essentially, you're sleeping in your own bed for the first 4 out of 5 weeks. You have to go to play the Bulldogs down in Sydney. Won't be easy, but that's Bulldogs in week two, so they're going to be, they're going to have played one game together as a new combination. I really do think this is a decent little draw. We tend to see at the start of the season, you tend to get more sort of, closer sort of contest because teams are so focused on defence. They've got a guy that's going to kick the shit out of other teams. He's got the best kicking game in rugby league. So the Brisbane Broncos, I think they've done really well, and I think the Rabbitohs have done dreadfully in the first 5 weeks. It is going to be a very, very tough gig for the Rabbitohs. Brisbane, I think they've landed on their feet in a really, really good spot.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.